Okay, we are back talking with William Henry. And just before the break, I was talking about Mary Magdalene. And, of course, this is not referenced in the Bible. But there are some who say, and correct me if I'm wrong, that she came from Syria. And if that's true, why is that significant?
Well, and again, this is the Syrian reference comes from a Mary Magdalene researcher, Sir Lawrence Gardner, who I'm sure many listeners are familiar with.
Sure, he's been on the program.
Mm-hmm. And when I followed that up, I said, wait a minute, she's from Syria? And actually, the reference I think Lawrence provides is Jacobus de Voragine, who is a 13th century Italian chronicler, who also labeled Mary Magdalene the Illuminatrix, the Illuminator, the Illumined or Illuminati, which was the title that he had given to her. And so when we follow this connection that is provided that Mary Magdalene came from Syria, we run right smack into a goddess who we presume would have been an influence on her, the goddess Ishtara or Mari. And this is a really interesting turn of events if we can make that link, because in the Syrian Museum at Aleppo, we have a life-size statue of Mari. And in this statue, she's wearing an extraordinary-looking helmet. She has on one of the most incredible-looking garments that you have ever seen. She has blue stones gathered at her neck. And when we turn to, again, Zechariah Sitchin for insight into this goddess and this getup that she's wearing, we learn that the name of that helmet was called the Shagura helmet, which Sitchin literally translates Shagura to mean that which makes go far into the universe. We're told that her garment was called her Pala garment, which means miracle garment. And we learn about these blue stones that have this magical capability. And when we put all that together, we say, well, would it be possible that Mary Magdalene, coming from this place, who was raised as a royal child, according to Gardner, is it possible that she may have been instructed in these ancient myths of this god, of this Anunnaki goddess, Mari, or Ishtara?
Huh.
And as an aside here, I wonder, the coat, the hat...